This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, visit nature.com/nature/podcast.
A paper in Nature has detailed a solar-powered, ultra-thin biosensor, which uses some comparatively retro technology to make it. Fabio Chicoira, an expert in the field of flexible electronics, was impressed with the new paper and has written a News and Views article on the research. Nature's bendiest reporter, Jeff Marsh, gave him a call to hear what makes this new gadget stand out.
Well, the difficulty is to combine properties that in general are mutually exclusive. You need to make a material which is elastic, but at the same time it has electrical properties. It's relatively easy to make materials with tailored mechanical properties. It's also not too difficult to have materials which have a high conductivity. So in general, what you do in this case, you try to find a compromise. You cannot have something which is 100% elastic, for instance, and with a very high electrical conductivity.
So we're here to discuss a new example of these flexible electronics, which powers itself almost like a solar panel, like photovoltaics.
Yes, this device integrates sensor with a solar cell. The novelties of this device is that you don't need to power the device, but you can collect directly the energy from the sun.
My parents have photovoltaic cells in their garden, and they're giant, big, dark panels pointing towards the sun. How do you fit that onto an ultra-thin film?
Well, first of all, the power needed for this sensor is not huge, so you don't need to collect a lot of sunlight. So your surface could be small, and I guess the devices your parents have are quite rigid. In this case, you can have something soft because they use a very thin support plastic, which looks like the plastic we use for food packaging. So on the top of this plastic, they built the solar panel. And in this way, they could make something that actually could work on even if you replace directly on the skin.
People have made flexible solar cells before. How did this team make them so much more efficient?
The real novelty of this work is the combination of the solar cell with the sensor. And then they achieved the high efficiency of these photovoltaics on plastic by using a particular architecture where they use the zinc oxide layer as the electron transport layer.
So they use this zinc oxide electron transport layer on top of the photovoltaics, and they wanted to achieve a particular pattern so that it could maximize the light that it was exposed to. And the way that they achieved that was actually really quite original, wasn't it? Because they used a DVD almost as a stamp. Can you explain that?
Exactly. When the material is, let's say, still soft. So before drying it, you apply this stamp and you get the pattern.
What is so useful about the pattern on the DVD? Why is that a useful stamp?
Well, apparently this pattern allows to collect the light under different angles. It's the key for that. By doing this, you can increase the yield of the photovoltaics.
And you don't need much light for this sensor, do you? It would operate in a room, wouldn't it, with like natural room light?
You don't need much light because this device can work at a voltage which is well below 1 volt.
And what can they actually monitor then? Is it just cardiac signals, heartbeat?
In this case, they monitor heartbeat. It's probably the easiest possible demonstration, but you can actually monitor any kind of electrical signal coming from the body. So you can record signals from the brain if you have quite high sensitivity, because of course the signal we get on the surface of the brain is, let's say, weaker compared to the heart signal. Or we can also detect signal from the muscles.
When I see people running around the park wearing this sort of technology, monitoring their heart rate and whatnot, that data is still going somewhere useful, isn't it? Like to their phone or whatever. And that part, that data storage part, that's still going to require rigid silicon-based technology, isn't it?
It could be, but you know, it can also, since you can have these storage devices in very small size now, you can probably also keep them rigid and having, for instance, a system to transmit the data wirelessly from the sensor to the storage unit. So there are different things that can be done. I would not necessarily go to flexible storage devices, but you can have extremely small rigid electronics for storage. So you can just think about the data transmission, or say data management from the sensor to the storage unit. Probably all the wireless technology to do that, it's already available. It's just a matter of integration.
where do you see this technology going? What can you see its applications being?
Well, I see it in for wearables, for instance, wearable electronics, which could be for, let's say, recreational activity, but also for diagnostics. So you can use wearables not only to monitor your sport activity, but also to follow activity of patients that have some disease. Then another application could be in implantable devices. It's where probably organic electronic materials can play a role.
That was Fabio Chicoira of Polytechnique Montreal talking to Jeff Marsh.